Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Have a listen to this.
We have a car here that experts said was impossible, that experts said would never be made. That really is the most, I think it's our best product. I think it's the most unique thing on the road. And finally, the future will look like the future.
Okay, so he's not a great salesperson, but that is Elon Musk flogging his big, new, shiny man truck, okay? So on the line now to tell us about it and some news that Tesla don't want you to know is Geraldine Herbert, motoring editor at the Sunday Independent. Geraldine, lovely to chat to you again. How's it going?
Good morning.
Desperate salesperson. Sorry, did somebody, like, he surely has enough people around him to even give him a script to say something, to say anything. He's awful salesperson.
I know. I lost count of the amount of times he said rare when he was presenting. And he was only on stage for about 20 minutes. But yeah, I think he promotes it better when he's on Twitter and through other mediums. But he's not very good on stage. Definitely not. But look, it was better than the last time he took to the stage to unveil this mechanical feat of engineering genius, you know. So
okay.
It was definitely better.
Remind us, what went wrong at the original launch of this truck 4 years ago?
Yeah, so if you cast your mind back to November 2019, pre-pandemic, huge excitement around this car. He took to the stage, as I said, he was again saying it was rare, it was the thing that was never going to be made, and he claimed it was indestructible. Now, to prove this point, he asked Tesla's lead designer at the time to take a sledgehammer to the side of the truck. However, the unbreakable glass shattered. So it was a pretty shattering debut.
Oh, no. Oh, that's embarrassing. The truck still looks the same, I have to say. But how would you describe it to, you know, the listener, the radio audience?
Ugly would be the first word, but no, seriously. It's very angular in shape, mm-hmm. and it has really, really flat surfaces. And then there's like a triangular roof line. It's almost science fiction-y. And it looks like nothing else on the road, and it looks like no other Tesla. So it's a very, in fairness to him, it is a very unique offering.
Will we ever see it on Irish roads?
The answer is no. And again, judging by the reaction when I tweeted out a photograph last night, I think a lot of people will be delighted. The biggest issue with it is, Jennifer, is the pedestrian safety. There's very strict regulations in Europe about the shape of the bonnet in a car, the materials that are used. And essentially, it needs to absorb impact. So if it does collide with a pedestrian or a cyclist or whatever, it'll absorb some of that energy. And this just doesn't do that. So that was the biggest issue. Also, it's just too heavy. Mm. It's likely that a passenger car license wouldn't cover you to drive it. And I don't think, to be honest, there's any great demand for it. I mean, the kind of pickup market in Europe is very different from the US, and they're much, much smaller vehicles. Like, something that size on European roads just wouldn't work.
The marketing is so macho. I mean, you think it was done by Conor McGregor. Who is their target market?
I think this is an interesting one, because obviously the pickup market in the US is hugely important, and it's no wonder that Tesla finally got into it. But this isn't really going to appeal to your traditional pickup buyer. It's much more expensive than it was supposed to be. In fact, it's 50% more expensive. The range isn't as good as it was supposed to be. And, you know, things like towing is a big issue in this market. So I don't know. I think he will tap in somewhat mm-hmm. to the pickup market, but he's kind of creating his own niche for this. It's like a supercar power. It's, you know, supercar speed wrapped up in a pickup truck body. So yeah, I think it remains to be seen how successful this car is going to be. And he's certainly, you know, he's got great expectations for it, but we'll see.
They say it's got studio quality sound, a bioweapon defense mode, and is bulletproof. Were there any adults involved in the making of this car? It sounds like a toy.
Yeah, no, it's going back to that. And yet, as I said, that pickup truck market is very utilitarian, practical. Whereas this is just nuts. It really is. And as I said, it's pricey. Like, it's starting in the US at $62,000. That's the entry level. That car isn't even going to be available till 2025. So the car they're selling now is $80,000. There is another one that's $100,000. This is a lot of money for essentially a workhorse.
Yeah, but Geraldine, it has a 480-metre light path and a blow-up tent and all that kind of stuff.
Exactly what you need in a pickup truck. I know, yeah. It's just fly out the door.
$80,000, not a bother. Now, that's all the stuff that Tesla do want you to know this week, but what's the story about the problems with their self-driving technology?
Yeah, so basically a former Tesla technician has, I suppose, raised the alarm about certain safety aspects to their autopilot. Now, he reckons that the hardware and software is just simply not ready to be tested on the road. He came to this conclusion. He was working for Tesla in Norway. He came across a lot of complaints from customers about various different things that had happened. One of them was phantom braking. This was basically Tesla stopping, you know, responding to basically nothing on the road, but thinking they saw something. And he had huge concerns. He raised them with Tesla. Obviously, he's now an ex-employee, so they didn't work. In response, he leaked all of this information to the US regulators and to the German press. Tesla, of course, have not responded to any of this.
Okay.
But it does raise serious issues about, you know, how safe is autopilot and how safe are any mm-hmm. of these safety systems on the Tesla cars.
Okay. Well, keep an eye on that for us. Geraldine, thank you so much for chatting to us again today, and we'll chat to you soon. There we go. The Cybertruck slammed. Geraldine Herbert is a motoring editor at the Sunday Independent. I just want to thank her again for joining me on today's show. We'll be back with more after a bit of this.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.